This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إله الأولين والآخرين وأشهد أن نبينا محمد عبده ورسوله المصطفى الأمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد Welcome to another episode of our Tafsir page by page and inshallah ta'ala today we are on page number 76 which is the final page of Surah Ali Imran in the fourth juz. In the previous episode, we mentioned we began the final passage of Surah Ali Imran, and those are the verses that began from verse 190 onwards, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by telling us the importance of reflecting over the creation of the heavens and the earth, the alternation of the night and the day, that the people of Iman are those people who reflect upon these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they contemplate over them, and they ponder over the signs and the lessons that Allah Azza wa Jalla gives therein. Allah Azza wa Jalla goes on to mention that those people who remember Allah as they stand, as they sit, as they lie upon their sides, and as they're reflecting, they realize that Allah Azza wa Jalla didn't create all of this in jest or play or without purpose, and they ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to save them from the fire. And they know and they acknowledge that those who enter the fire are those people who have suffered all loss. They are the ones who have lost out on everything and have been humiliated, and they know and acknowledge that Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who can safeguard them from that fire. They turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla in dua by saying that we responded to the one who called us to your iman, to believe in you and worship you alone, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We heard him say, believe in your Lord, and we believed. So they ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for forgiveness from their sins, expiation of their evil deeds, and that they should die with the righteous and be from amongst the righteous. And they ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He grants them and bestows upon them everything that He promised to them by and through their messengers, through the messenger that He sent to them, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't disgrace them on Yawm al-Qiyamah, for indeed the promises of Allah are always true. Those are the du'as and the passage that we began its tafsir in the last episode. And so today we continue with this final passage from verse 195 onwards, and now we have the response that Allah Azza wa Jal gives. So those are the du'as that the believers make as they ponder and they reflect upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. They make those du'as to Allah Azza wa Jalla and they turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla in supplication. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He responds to them and He accepts those du'as. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ أَنِّي لَا أُضِيعُ عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ مِّنْكُمْ مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى بعضكم من بعض فالذين هاجروا وأخرجوا من ديارهم وأوذوا في سبيلي وقاتلوا وقتلوا لأكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم ولأدخلنهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ثوابا من عند الله وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الثَّوَابِ Their Lord has answered them, I will not allow the deeds of any one of you to be lost, whether you are male or female. Each is like the other in terms of reward. I will certainly wipe out the bad deeds of those who emigrated and were driven out of their homes, who suffered harm for my cause, who fought and were killed. I will certainly admit them to gardens graced with flowing streams as a reward from Allah. The best reward is indeed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that He responded to these du'as. He accepted them and He responded. And what is the response of Allah Azza wa Jalla? لا أضيع عمل عامل منكم. Anyone who does good deeds whilst having iman, those good deeds are never lost. If you worship Allah Azza wa Jalla with sincerity and your actions are in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those actions are recorded and saved and preserved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever performs those actions, min dhakarin aw untha, whether male or female, ba'dukum min ba'd, Allah says, you are like one another in this regard. So we know in our religion, and one of the things that, you know, often people make a big deal of when it comes to Islamic law, is that men have greater rights over women. Men get double the share of inheritance than women, and all of those types of issues. And yes, there is an element of truth to that, that in certain issues, in certain positions, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given to men a greater responsibility than He has to women. And in certain issues, maybe men can get something more than women in certain types of shares and rewards and so on. However, when it comes to the major issue, which is the issue of reward of Akhirah, when it comes to the issue of reward of good deeds, when it comes to the major crux of Iman and belief and good actions, then men and women are equal. And that is what Allah Azza wa Jalla says elsewhere in the Quran, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Whosoever does good deeds, whether male or female, and they are believers, then we will give to them a goodly life. So when it comes to your standing before Allah Azza wa Jal, your Iman, your actions of good deeds, men and women are equal in the ability to perform them and in the reward that they receive. Men don't get more reward of their deeds simply and by virtue of just simply being men. And women don't get less by virtue of just simply being women. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to them equality or parity when it comes to this particular aspect. And that is the most important aspect. The other issues are to do with the dunya in terms of the laws that we have, in terms of the way that society should work or the family structure should work. Allah Azza wa Jalla has ordained this from His wisdom and His knowledge subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to the crux of the issue, the most important aspect, then men and women are equal in that regard. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, so therefore those actions will never be wasted. So those who migrate for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who were exiled from their homes for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, those who were harmed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who were fought or were killed for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah says that He will wipe away all of their evil deeds and that He will admit them into gardens under which rivers flow. This is a reward from Allah, and with Allah is the best of rewards. So Allah Azza wa Jalla answers those du'as, answers the du'as of those people who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to contemplate over Allah's creation, to turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla in terms of ibadah, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His favor and from His grace and from His bounty, to ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for more and to make dua for that, is something which is pleasing and beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so as we mentioned in the last episode, the believers are those people who, when they see these signs, they turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So as you're reflecting upon the heavens and the earth, it leads you to worship and to make dua. For example, you heard about a major disaster, natural disaster that took place. There's a major earthquake, a hurricane, something happens, a major loss of life and devastation. That should make you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make tawbah to Allah azza wa jalla. Seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the way that the believer should be. That when it comes to their life, they're constantly trying to connect it back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the difference between the believer who is constantly in the mode, as Allah Azza wa Jalla says, of making dhikr of Allah, remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla, being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as they're standing and as they're sitting and as they're lying on their sides. That is the difference between that type of believer and those people who are not mindful of Allah, who are heedless and neglectful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His rights. And so the believer is the one who's constantly engaged in making dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, constantly engaged in seeking knowledge and learning about their religion, constantly engaged in different acts of ibadah that they can make, whether it's charity or making dhikr of Allah or saying something which is good or helping people and others. All of these actions are something, all of these things are something which the believer does, because it makes us from amongst those people who are people of understanding, people of reflection and contemplation. In verse 196, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then continues and He says, لَا يَغُرَّنَّكَ تَقَلُّبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ. Do not be deceived by the disbelievers trading to and fro in the land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't be deceived by what Allah azza wa jalla may have given to others in terms of the dunya. Because sometimes what we do as Muslims is we think that if Allah loved us, or we are the ones that Allah azza wa jalla has favored with Islam, then how come I'm poor? How come I'm suffering? How come those people who don't worship Allah, they don't love Allah, They don't believe in Allah. They have the trappings of the dunya, the luxuries of the dunya, and the comforts of the dunya. And I'm here with my tawheed and my iman, and I have very little comparatively. But it's not the case. It's not so simple, because amongst the non-Muslims and the disbelievers are many who are also poor, and many who are also in financial difficulty and distress. And amongst the Muslims, there are many who are wealthy, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has favored and given to them that type of wealth and blessing. So there are equal amounts, or there are both categories of people in Muslims and in non-Muslims as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, but the believer knows that Allah Azza wa Jalla doesn't value these issues in terms of the dunya. So when he gives them to this person or to that person, it's because they are worthless to Allah. But what Allah Azza wa Jalla gave to you in terms of your iman, in terms of your belief, in terms of your tawheed, that is something that Allah values and holds extremely precious. And therefore it is only given to those to whom Allah Azza wa Jalla favors and to whom Allah Azza wa Jalla chooses. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed you with the greatest of his blessings and favors, far greater than those other blessings of the dunya and its trappings and its worldly comforts and luxuries. And so therefore, when you have that correct mindset, then that issue isn't something which is going to cause you problems. So the believer is the one who isn't deceived, who isn't despondent because he sees others enjoying the dunya. لا يغرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد. Do not be deceived by the disbelievers trading to and from in the land. They may have that wealth, they may have that trading, they may have, but don't be deceived by it. Why? Because Allah Azza wa Jalla then says in verse 197, متاع قليل ثم مأواهم جهنم وبئس المهاد. This is only a brief enjoyment, after which hellfire will be their home, and it is a miserable resting place. So yes, they may have it here in this world, but on Yawm al-Qiyamah they will not have any portion of Allah's reward or any portion of Allah's blessings. So what they have, even if they have it here, it is for a relatively short period of time. And if you have lost it here, you don't have it here, then Allah Azza wa Jalla has promised it to you with your iman and your righteous deeds. Allah Azza wa Jalla has promised it to you for eternity in the next life. And that is why it is said that a poor disbelieving man once came to the great famous scholar of Islam, Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, rahimahullah ta'ala, the famous imam of hadith and fiqh and scholar of Islam. And he said to him, because Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, rahimahullah, was also someone who was extremely wealthy. Allah blessed him with a great deal of wealth. And so he came to him and he said, how can you say that this life is the prisoner of the believer and the paradise of the disbeliever when you, O Abdullah, are enjoying all of your wealth and stuff, and I'm a poor man, don't have anything to my name? So Ibn Mubarak rahimahullah replied and he said, it is a prison for me with regards to what Allah has prepared for me in the next life. Compared to what Allah has for the believers, this dunya, even with all of its trappings and luxuries, is still like a prison. And it is a Jannah, a paradise for you, compared with that which Allah has saved for you in the hellfire in terms of punishment. And so the perspective is something which is extremely important. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla, often in the Quran you will see, and likewise the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his Sunnah, they give us perspective. They tell us how to focus and how to think. They tell us what it is that we should focus on and what it is that we shouldn't focus on. Because often as Muslims, sometimes because of the way that the dunya is and because of the trappings of shaitan and the traps and whisperings of shaitan, we also become, or we lose our way and we lose our focus. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla, as we mentioned in the episode that we did a couple of episodes back, when Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about the reality of the dunya and the reality of death, those types of verses are there to give us a clear understanding of what is our reality and what it is that we should be focusing on. If someone was to come to one of us today and say, today is your last day upon this earth, it's your last day in the dunya, today you will die, so these last 12 hours or these 24 hours that you have, that's all that you have left, and then you will die. What would you do? And what would I do? How would we use that last day? How much would we do in terms of worship, in terms of dua, in terms of seeking forgiveness, in terms of trying to right the wrongs that we've done? All of that because we know for surety that we have a very limited amount of time. It helps you to reprioritize, refocus. But the believer should always be someone who is prioritizing and refocusing, because they know that that reality may come at any moment. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ, when their appointed time comes, لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ, it will not be brought forth by a single moment, nor will it be delayed by a moment. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling us that yes, you may see others enjoying the dunya, enjoying its trappings, its luxuries, its benefits and so on. But remember that that is mata'un qaleel. It is a brief enjoyment. It is something which Allah has given to them in this life as a test and trial. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has said to us, مَأْوَاهُمْ ثُمَّ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. But then after it, hellfire will be their home. وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ. And what a miserable resting place. So even if they enjoy it for a temporary amount of time in this life, then their eventual abode is back to hellfire. Because that is where they will go if they don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas the believer, the mu'min, if in this life they have very little, if in this life it is a life of hardship and difficulty, if in this life they don't have a great deal of the dunya, then they have something far more precious, and that is their iman. And if they have alongside that iman, ibadah, and good deeds, and good conduct, and good character, then by Allah's mercy and by His gentleness and His kindness, Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive them for the sins that they have performed, and Allah Azza wa Jalla will increase them and enter them into Jannah. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says in the following verse 198,
خالدين فيها نزلا من عند الله وما عند الله خير للأبرار.
But those who are mindful of their Lord will have gardens graced with flowing streams where they will stay as a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what Allah has is best for those who are truly good. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that for the disbelievers, don't be deceived. Their enjoyment is brief. Then they will go to the fire. But as for those who are mindful of their Lord, they have fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, they're conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're engaged in the ibadah of Allah Azza wa Jal and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them is jannat, gardens, not just one, multiple gardens with all that they contain, of all of the blessings that we know that they have that are mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is sufficient as a description what the Prophet told us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or what Allah Azza wa Jalla first mentions in the Quran. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. No soul knows what Allah has contained therein of pleasures. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, as a reward for that which they used to do. And as the Prophet told us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concerning Jannah and its reward, that in it is مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. In it is that which no eye has seen, no ear has ever heard, and no mind has ever imagined. It's something which you cannot explicit or you cannot imagine possibly what Allah Azza wa Jalla has prepared therein. It is like nothing that you have seen in the dunya, nothing that you have heard about in the dunya, nothing that your mind and heart of the dunya can possibly contemplate or imagine. That is what Allah Azza wa Jalla has promised you in Jannah. جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. There will be flowing streams graced therein, and you will stay therein forever. نُزُلًا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, as a reward and as an abode from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرُ لِلْأَبْرَارِ. And that is a beautiful conclusion to this verse. And that is that what Allah has is always best for those who are good. For the people of goodness and piety, what Allah has for you is always good. You may think that it's good for you to have dunya and wealth and property and land and cars and so on, but Allah Azza wa Jalla knows that for you it's not good. For you it will be a problem and a trial and a fitna. It will lead you to arrogance and pride and other issues and oppression and so on. So Allah Azza wa Jalla withholds it for you, from you. And instead He will give to you what you need and suffice you with it. And Allah Azza wa Jalla prepares for you a greater reward. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, for that which is with Allah, خَيْرٌ لِلْأَبْرَارِ, it is always better for those people of righteousness and those people of goodness. In verse 199, which is the penultimate verse of Surah Ali Imran, Allah Azza wa Jalla then says, وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَمَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ خَاشِعِينَ لِلَّهِ لَا يَشْتَرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. Some of the people of the book believe in Allah, in what has been sent down to you and in what has been sent down to them, humbling themselves before Allah Azza wa Jal. They will never sell Allah's revelation for a small price. These people will have their reward with their Lord. Indeed, Allah is swift in His reckoning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His justice, as we've said before, from His knowledge and wisdom, His justice and fairness, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that Allah azza wa jalla does not oppress anyone. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala often tells us that from the people of the scriptures are those who have sold their iman for disbelief, who have done evil, who have concealed what Allah azza wa jalla has revealed and diverted people away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in this verse, Allah azza wa jalla says that from amongst them also are a group that have held firm onto the iman of Allah azza wa jalla. And this is in particular in the times of the prophets of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, and those people who follow them in the way that they were meant to, with tawheed and believing in their various prophets and upholding their laws and sharia's that Allah azza wa jalla revealed to them. They believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that which was revealed to you and in that which was revealed to them. خَاشِعِينَ لِلَّهِ, and they humble themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا يَشْتَرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا, they did not purchase the signs of Allah for a small price. And this is something which you will find. So from amongst the people of the scriptures were those who, for example, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, accepted Islam. And even before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, we know that we had the likes of Amr ibn Nufail and Waraqa ibn Nawfal and others from amongst the Quraysh, who were people that were trying to uphold the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. They didn't want anything except that which Allah azza wa jalla had given to them of the pristine religion. And likewise from the people of the book are those people who were also upon that as well before the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah azza wa jalla says concerning them, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, those people, they will have their reward with their Lord. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ, and indeed Allah azza wa jalla is swift in His reckoning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then in the final verse, verse 200, He then specifies the believers and gives them the guidance or gives them the commands that will lead them to success. If they uphold these things and abide by them, they will have ultimate success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا وَرَابِطُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, O you who believe, be steadfast, more steadfast than others, and be ready, always mindful of Allah, so that you may be successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the believers with four things. Number one is sabr, patience. And this is something which we mentioned before when Allah azza wa jalla was speaking about the importance of having sabr and taqwa together, and that it's from the issues of high determination. Sabr, patience upon the decree of Allah azza wa jalla, upon all harm and upon all evil. In the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the believer is faced with many challenges and many, many obstacles. And one of the greatest ways to overcome them is to remain firm, to remain patient with that which Allah azza wa jalla has decreed. And part of that patience is to remain patient upon your continuous worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, patient upon your iman, patient upon your trust in Allah, patient upon continuously making dua, patience upon fulfilling your obligations and your ibadat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your acts of worship, patience. وَصَابِرُوا, and be more steadfast than others. Al-musabara is to continuously be in a state of patience and steadfastness. And it is also something which requires the help of others at times as well. So being patient and then being more steadfast than others in terms of patience. So you can maybe patience on one occasion or two occasions, but then after a while you may lose that patience. Musabara is to continuously be patient, to be mindful of being patient, and to also ask for help when you need help. So to surround yourself with good people, to those people who will be with you, and they will help you remain patient and steadfast on the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, warabitu, and be prepared. And that is that you are prepared to overcome the challenges that you face, to overcome the enemies that may come in your path of shaitan and his armies and devils and so on, whether from the humans or the jinn, those enemies that come into your path that try to divert you away from Allah Azza wa Jalla, lead you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be prepared to face them. Be prepared to be patient in facing them and dealing with them. And number four, wattaqullah, fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, be mindful of Allah Azza wa Jalla, be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have these four things, sabr, patience, musabara, continuing to be steadfast, ribat or murabata,
which is to always be mindful of, to always be prepared, and the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal, being mindful of Allah Azza wa Jal and fearing Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, la'allakum tuflihun, then you will have prospered. Allah Azza wa Jal says, do these four things that you may prosper, that you may achieve success in this life and in the next. And that is the end of this passage, the final passage of Surah Ali Imran, these amazing verses from 190 to 200 that speak about these important issues and the rewards that Allah Azza wa Jal has therefore prepared for the people of Iman, for the people who turn to Him, for the people of contemplation, for the people who spend their life dedicating themselves to the worship of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and to His Iman. And with that, we come to not only the final passage, the end of this passage, but to the end of Surah Ali Imran, and therefore also the end of today's episode. And inshallah, in the next episode, we will begin with the tafsir of the fourth surah of the Quran, Surah An-Nisa. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to continue studying His book and understanding it and taking benefits from it and acting upon it. Barakallahu feekum. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.